Everyone, my name is Mike Bedard. I'm with F Note Drums. I'm the product manager. Thank you to Calvary Chapel for having us. Or is this? Is it? Am I in time right now? Okay. Yeah. Thank you guys for having us. We're very proud to have our kit up in here. I came in, I think, around a year ago to set it up. The church was very open to us. I know that it's a big change when you have multiple drummers in a church. Each one has their own kind of sticky situation with their playing, and you're always kind of battling uphill to go towards electronics in general. So I really appreciate the openness to have us bring our technology in here. This kit that we have, this is kind of a, it's not that it's a prototype, but this hasn't been sold in this configuration yet. So when Calvary reached out, we tried to customize and fit something that would fit the services that they need, which is, this has a stage box on it that sends 12 channels separated, balanced XLRs to the house, however you'd like. So how many people are engineers in here? Excellent. And how many people are drummers? Even if you're, there we go. So this is kind of a system that's built for a team. This is built for not, okay, I'm going to a gig and I'm gonna set up my own sound. I wanna have all the effects in the module. I'm gonna go in stereo and set it and forget it. This is more built to be customized to your rig at your church, mainly to get the drummer out of the fish tank if possible. As a drummer that played in the fish tank for 20 years, I love being able to kind of engage more with people in the congregation, people that are on stage as well. So this kit configuration would be called our 7X. We have kits in two different colorways. One is white sparkle, one's black oak. It's a wrap also. And then you can configure from like a little Ringo Starr setup into three rack toms, two floor toms, seven cymbals, and these hi-hats. But I'd say for, how many people have an electronic kit at your church right now? Excellent. I love it, because then you can measure the conversion, and I love that. and by the way, there we have a set that I brought and set up in room 210, which is right on the outside by the men's restroom at the chapel. So you can come in there, put on the headphones, hear the direct audio and everything. But I'm just going to kind of show you this company, F Note, that I've been with since 2020. I do product development for them. I'm in majority of the firmware updates that we do to kind of get feedback from the audience and then improve the products. We've moved very quickly and kind of scaled quick. These are all, you've got cone sensors that are on these. The big question drummers usually have is the sensitivity. I'm sure you heard the little whipped cream roll I was doing earlier. Let's see what we got. But as you can see, I'm just barely, that's about as whipped cream as it gets, right? So the whole thing we wanted to do with these drums is not to model them. People do the drop test a lot. It will die right along the end there. This will get kind of loud, but. So you have the head zone, you have the rim shot zone. And then you have a dedicated side stick. You can flam them. But what our engineers wanted to do was get a drum that didn't model the sound for the drummer. So if you can't buzz like that, it's not gonna sound like you can buzz like that. We're not modeling with software to make it sound like you're drumming better than you are, or differently than you are, because we want these to also make you a better drummer. And it sounds kind of corny, but there's mornings that I go into the office and I'm not tight yet. My playing, my limbs aren't locked and I don't sound good at all. And I can't blame it on the drums. I have to blame it on me. As soon as I tighten it up, I sound great on the kit. So it is making me a better player as I play and develop them. Each of the toms, as far as like going for realism, all the toms have the rims. So here are the toms. Each of these also has the rim on them, so that kind of lights up the resonance of the drum head a bit. That's got a wood block locked into it, but because you can also do zone editing and mount different instruments on there. But each of these has the rims, heads lit up in there. As far as the cymbals, all of these they're very sensitive. Each of them are three zones. There's the cup, or what we'd call the bell, the bow, which is the center of it, and the edge. So you could play these 360, which means you could play them all the way around the cymbal. There's not the pizza slice where you have to play in between it. You can play it wherever you want. You could choke it anywhere on the cymbal as well. You have a two-zone splash. Your ride obviously has got the three zones. Your effect cymbal has two zones. As far as F note is concerned, like the hi-hat is kind of our all-star, if you will. This has optical sensors that read it. So there's no a cam, like a lot of electronic drums will have. There's no mechanical parts in it. So as you're playing it, you can see I can do the tsh. So that's registering super accurately, right? This has the bow edge and cup on it as well. So adding in, I don't know how much of the tuk, tuk, you can hear off the pads right now, but adding that in with what's going to be on the stage, when you're at the board, you can really isolate these. Singing, if you're singing and drumming, or even talking and drumming, you're not getting a ton of bleed of the click, clack, click, clack, you know, coming from the drums. Now, if you are, though, there's obviously, hey, Rich, there's obviously ways of separating these and getting your sound just right. I play and sing a lot with these, as do a lot of church drummers as well. So I'll let you hear some of the sensitivity, some of the all-around sounds of them. And keep in mind that this kit is kind of set up, as you can see, well, if you could see, it says Calvary Chapel, Chino Valley, any drummer. So this is a preset that they've made for the multiple drummers that they have coming through. It's just kind of your, there we go. It's kind of your starting point, right? Having three drummers, each of them can put on a flash drive all of their presets, kits, EQing, and even routing, and just plug that in. If you have two drummers playing in services per day, they can come in and new guy comes in, new girl comes in, pops it in, it loads, and then you're ready to go. As long as you match that with a scene that you're making in your board, it's very, very convenient, and you could really dial them in. As far as kind of the amount of drums and samples and different things that are in these, I'll show you. This has pre-EQ from the house, but I'll show you a bit of some of the sounds that we have just for snares. So that's a 70s Black Beauty that's in there, but I'll show you some of these. A little more 30. That's the one we have on there. So each of these drums is a set of samples. There's no modeling at all. There's nothing to make it sound like there's extra room on it or anything. They're typically pretty dry, close mic'd, but multi-mic'd stereo samples. Everything that it sends is 48K, 24-bit audio. So you can record these via USB and get 12 channels of separated audio coming from the module itself, and you can also get 16 channels of USB MIDI. So you can open up any VST and say like Superior Drummer, and you could run that back into the module and then run it out of say 11 and 12 and mix that in with the, you know, 10 channels of separated drums you're already sending to the house. So just almost limitless possibilities that you can do to, you know, add to the sound or change up the sound. You can store, let's see, 100 kits in this. So you could do presets of all kinds of different things. This does not have sound loading. So that's kind of a dividing line in eDrums, because of the way eDrums started, drummers tend to use this for like additive drums, right? So they have album sounds. Like I used to tour with a bunch of different artists. I would always get from the record label actual samples of whatever the beat machines they were using, or even really affected drum sounds, and I would put those on different drums that I had, or on, you know, external pads. This is not that approach. This is trying to actually make a drum kit that has very natural sounds that you can use with a band, and then you can also run a multi-pad through this. You just you go into the line in, and then you could run out of 11 and 12 and go into the house with all of your multi-pad, you know, those more, you know, kinds of sounds that are in there, your lasers and whatnot, album things. So this is trying to actually be the drum set. It's not necessarily trying to be the e-kit, right? Any questions so far? That's what that's what's going on in this. This, I didn't program any of these, but yeah, you can do that. So that's zone editing, and or you could do it in a layer mode. So if you're doing it with layering, that's what they've done here. So you can hear the rim, and you can, and I don't mean the acoustic rim that you're hearing of plastic on wood, but the rim sample that's in here, like this one, it's still in there. So they've chosen to do that with layering versus zone editing. Zone editing would be like, okay, I'm not going to hear the rim sample, and I'm only going to hear the cowbell. So you can do that. You can do that on any zone on the kit. You can't do that with a different device, if that's what you're thinking. You can't take, let's say, like an SPD-SX and then have them share, you know, an input or anything like that. So that would be, I guess, a limitation. But as far as sounds that are in there, yes, you can. And then we also expand the library. These just went to market, Rich, about a year ago, less, when we started selling. Since then, we've done one update. We've done three firmware updates, but one was an update that actually had sounds. So this set itself isn't updated right now, but the one that I have in 210, that has some of the newer sounds. So we had a bunch of our audience was asking for like really out there things like calf skin heads and things like that. So we literally found a goat skin head and put it in there, kind of as sort of a joke, but also as like, hey, let's have some fun. You know, make these, and it sounds incredible. Super warm. It is what it, you know, what a goat skin head is. So, yes. So engineering is in Japan. I work doing product development with them from here in El Cajon in San Diego, and then production's in China. So, and then we house everything in El Cajon and then in Memphis. So the main, like our huge warehouse is here in El Cajon. Yeah, and we have multiple dealers that are also doing that, and integrators. ProCraft is one that's here that's huge. They first things they got us into was like Netflix, Studio A and Studio B. So like 90% of soundtracks you're hearing now Netflix series are with them. And both. So I came personally and set this up. I just drove my car up with the kit from San Diego. There's been tons of that because there's definitely a thread of punk rock in the company. It's a very small company here in the States. We've grown very fast. I just set up yesterday. It was yesterday, 2 days ago. I just set up in Guitar Center headquarters. It's about to be in every Guitar Center. We're starting in their first 52 top selling stores. And so it's about to, we're right on the brink of, you know, mainstream. So as far as accessibility, getting it into churches, like Church Front, they're now a dealer of it. So they're actually doing integrations. We have probably, how many integrators would you say we have? Yeah. That are across the nation. We have one in Michigan that is, this guy is awesome. He's an ER doc. He goes to South America and does tons of, charity doctor stuff. That's kind of his main thing. And then he comes up here and he sells tons of our kits, integrates them all around the Michigan area. And then that's kind of like just his love. He comes up to the booth every year at NAMM. He's like got a cane. He comes walking up. We help him up to the kids. This guy's absolutely amazing. He was one of our early adopters. And he's a real dude. So he's not like on the sales thing. He's just like, yeah, I think this one will work. We have a bunch of kit configurations, so he's really good at like finding the exact one for the specific church. Yep. Yeah, warranty is 1 year. It's pretty typical with eDrums. 1 year parts and labor. It's limited. The limited is, so I was, both me and Rich were in on developing the warranty. The beginnings of it were crazy because people are like, I don't know why it's breaking. And they're like, ah, and they're hitting the cymbal like this. Like why is it not, you know, why does that bell, boom, when I send the shockwave, and then all of a sudden there's a broken plate eventually. So we've been very, very lenient up until now. Not that it's ending now, but till this point. We've respected warranty way beyond because we feel like as a newer company, we kind of need that. Like we don't have, you know, millions of dollars to throw into marketing and that. All we have is, you know, from the ground, grassroots. So we take care of our customers. We had a faulty channel in this and that took, I don't know how, it was a phone call and then it was on. We ship things out like next day. We're extremely agile because of the size of the company. So we're also hitting a growing pain for sure with something as big as Guitar Center, and we're like full compass. We're in some large, very large dealers. So that slows things a little bit while we train up more people, but then, you know, we're working through all that. Yep. No, so there's no sound loading. What there is, though, is like what I was saying with the VST thing, this would require some other sound source like that you're going to trigger back into it, and you could do that. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, no, there's no sound loading because it's what the approach of the company is to make a drum set, not an e-drum set, so to speak. So what we've done is we've allowed by USB to go out and trigger other things and send them back, you know, to the house through our stage box. So it's a little more... Yes, and as far as like editing, like let me get back to this snare. So I'll go into editing on here. So in the just in tuning. You could do it with your finger and take. So now you've got like a field drum. Right? And I'm going to put this back to where they have it. the editing features that are in it, again, it's not a modeling kit. So we're not saying like, hey, pick the wood on the walls and, you know, what kind of snares and all that. None of that. This is like, I want this for the live situation. Here's the sample. You can, you know, tune and edit it. You can compress the drums. So there's six different channels of compression that are in it. There's no compression for the cymbals, but it's for sending to the house. House treats it like stereo overheads. Or, yes. Yeah. Yeah, because that's all synthesis. We're zero synthesis. We're all samples. So all the sounds are real sounds. Our founders, our four engineers that started the company, they were at Roland for 20 years and they developed all the V-drums. Kakahashi, the founder of Roland, he left Roland and started ATV with our guys. They were the beginnings of that. And they started the development of these drums. He passed away. Money guys came into ATV and they started doing cameras and different things, not going the direction. There was a split. Our guys continued with that. So this is kind of the, you know, the labor of love of the founder of it to get away from, okay, why is this thing kind of thinking for me? Like it's masking when I'm not playing right. It's synthesizing to make things sound a different way. So because of that, I guess the good and bad of it is that there's less options, but they're very, very organized about, okay, what's the hierarchy of needs of the pro drummer that doesn't care about masking, you know, certain things. So yeah, exactly. These are the beginnings of these kits was like, okay, this is plug and play, and it truly was. This one being a pro module, this is more like, okay, set this up the way you need. The routing options on it are pretty insane for what it is. So that's, they put the complexity into that for like a pro level thing. But this wouldn't be your, we have a bunch of kits that are for, you know, set up in your house, you know, Bluetooth in, your favorite song, play it, or, you know, line in, you know, or, you know, be playing, you know, to your click. This has a dedicated click that goes to the house. There's a bunch of that that's in it as well. But as far as like the navigating the sound of the drums, 48K, 24-bit samples, big, wide, everything. Like you'll hear it come into 210 and put on those headphones and you'll hear what's really going on in it. It's nuts. There's nothing like it that's out there other than a VST. VST is on a different level because it's using, you know, sometimes 400 gigs. Like Superior Drummer 3's got 400 gigs. You need that to run that thing. So, but you can actually run that right back into it and send it through if these aren't good enough, or if you want to have, you know, more options. Yeah. I'm either on a Zoom, or driving to a site, or on email. Like the beginnings of this, like the first 3.5 years of this, it was me. That was it. So I was like literally opened every dealer, opened what 40 something dealers with Rich, where I was on the phone every, you know, with all of them, train up all the employees, train up people at home, do, you know, product support in that. So it's kind of limitless. We have videos and different things as well. Especially, I think the most important thing with these is the setup of them, setting them up right. And like there's little nuances, like these cymbals, they're made for our stands. There's the rubber sleeve that you push it down, much like, you know, Roland has a little teepee that you push it down on so the cymbals can't turn, because if they turn, you can only play a certain zone. These are meant to move freely, but we don't want them just twisting around till the cable breaks, right? So there's ways of just push it down. You'll see the little rubber piece come up, you know, past the line of the cymbal, perfect. set up. There's little tips like that, how to wire it and things that if they're followed, the drums last and they perform really well. So you've always got me at the office, and we have another guy, Chris, also, who's great. And now we've got tons of customers, like in our, we have a Facebook group that I started called FNO Drums, brought to you by Artesia Pro. That thing is, I mean, it's basically customer support right in there with all of our guys that have already run through. Their customers that have had the kits for a few years now, and they're wizards on them. So I'm learning things. I develop them, and I'm learning things from them in the group. So it's not a formal this many hours with us. Like I said, it's still kind of punchy and punk rock. But we'll, if you end up with our product, we're super grateful and proud to have you using it, and we want it to work the best it can work for you. I think that stuff's really important at the beginning of the, you know, relationship, the courtship, I should say, of before you come into it. Many brands, you can go to a store and that, you know, person's going to tell you what it does and that, but to actually be able to connect with the company, I'll tell you if this isn't right. If what you're trying to do is something that this doesn't do, it will serve everyone for me to be honest and, you know, tell you what it is. So, and now we've got a bunch of salespeople around the country from the different stores that are doing the same. Where a church is expanding, and what they purchased one, and
so they purchased one for their existing building. I'll just tell you. So we have a smaller sanctuary. We're planning stage of a larger building project. So if we were to purchase that, right? And so the full package, right? And you built it for that specific sanctuary. And now you're going, 2 years, you're going into a new larger facility. Obviously, the nuances of that custom purpose, right, is going to change, right?
Yeah.
And that, so,
like the agility to change. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, for one thing that I've known in working with a bunch of churches are never sitting still. They're either like, oh, we need, we're going for the offering more and more because we need this because the budget's way low. Or they're like, hey, thank you, and we're going to upgrade this and that. So things are more in flux than not, I've found. And the kits are very modular. My first thing with many churches is my first recommendation is we have just a Ringo setup that's kick, tom, floor tom, snare, 20-inch ride, 16-inch crash. That's in this 700 series. These are our full-sized. We've also got a 500 series where it's like a 16-inch kick, a 12-inch snare, an 18 instead of a 20. Still 16, and smaller shells. So I'll typically start them with like a small setup, and then they can expand it however they like. Because with the pro system, you can expand it to ridiculousness. I should have brought the flyers into here, but there's a bunch of brochures that have like every kit configuration in that as well. So. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Yeah, I recommend. Well, I always use a DW3000. Just it's super affordable, killer solid. I've toured the world with those things when I was endorsing DW, and they're like, "Hey, get the." They always wanted me hitting the top stuff, and I was like, "This is my favorite pedal. I've used it forever." So yeah, you can. I don't recommend using like anything that's got like a cookie cutter kind of thing, because it's mesh, so like a felt beater can chew through mesh. We have these little pads that's basically, it's foam, and then, which you can, we send three of them with the kit. One's on the head, two are in bags. It will, a mesh, excuse me, a felt beater will go through that eventually. You just slap on another one. Eventually, they're on the website or at our dealers. You know, it's like $8 for like two or three of them in a bag. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's triggering on these is bar none. Like when I was developing them, I had everything in my office that I was working with. It's like everyone's top of the line. And these came in, even a prototype, these were smashing. So like the guy that invented the triple sensor that like Roland uses on all the V drums, excuse me, on all the VAD line, all their higher line, that's our CEO, that's our founder. He holds a co-patent with Kakahashi, with Roland's founder on that. And the inventor of the optical sensors that we use, he's one of our other founders. So, yeah. Yep. The snake, the breakout. Nah, so DW, Roland bought DW. DW bought VersaTrigger. I have my VersaTrigger from 11 years ago that I still have, and they bought the wireless technology, and nobody's going to be doing that for a while. But as far as, so this doesn't, all of our other modules, like our lower line of modules, they all have the DB25 breakout like Roland has. It's just about kind of building your snake. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Roland bought DW. It's both of their 50th anniversary. DW is the largest, you know, American drum manufacturer, and Roland bought them. So like the DWE, that was a thing that they were actually working on with Gava, and then Gava was out. Then they bought Roland, and Roland bought DW. And so, yeah. I had to keep for a long time, the rumor mill. But yeah, I do encourage all of you to at some point today or tomorrow to come over and try the things out. Feel like I'm saying with, you know, cymbals. With the snare, I mean, I think the sensitivity of the snare is ridiculous. To come over and try it, hear it the way it's meant to be heard in the stereo, in the headphones, and yeah. Anything else you want to hear? What's the cost of this configure? This was a custom configuration Rich did. We typically do this shell pack was made for our old module, but because we were coming out with the new one, what was this one? This is the 7X with a Pro module. So you take out the 7X module, put in the Pro module. The Pro module on its own, which is the module in the stage box, is $2,500. And the 7X, what's the pricing now? Okay. And we do have full pricing sheets of every one of our kits over in 210. Yeah, sorry to not flip it live, but. We've got pricing sheets for everything that are over there in. Oh. We do have the pricing for the 7X over there as well, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you'll have every configuration with the pricing of it. There's so of the Pro lines. We have the 500 series, which is the smaller shells, by a couple inches, most of them. And then this is the 700 series, and there's 8 different configurations for each of them. So what's the base 700 Pro?
It's 5,000?
Yeah, 5,000 for the Ringo with the stage module and the and that thing on its own is the 2,500. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So in the same comparison that would be, you know, drum kit to e-drum kit, you have like percussion set. It's not going to be as in-depth as all the different notes of a, you know, like the slap of a conga and the, you know, the tumbao and everything. It's limited, but it's there for, you know, what your kit could be mounting around it. So it's like claves, chimes, shakers, wood blocks, and there's variations on each of them. Some of our earlier modules actually have more of that. What's that? Barber slap, that's awesome. See, saying that, it might happen. That's like the calfskin. any other questions? These are, these are two-ply mesh heads. You can buy, like Remo makes two-ply mesh. Anybody that sells F-Note gear can sell F-Note heads. So we sell them. But some people, when they get their kit, they go, okay, we want redundancy. We want to get whatever setup, and then we're going to get these backup, you know, one set of backup heads for like the snare and the kick, or, you know, the more common, commonly used elements, kick, snare, hat. But they're two-ply mesh. We didn't want to have them be too dead by doing the three-ply, and also there's sensitivity issues. So, like, this module knows exactly the circumference and depth of this drum with that head on it. So there's a setting for it in that makes it perform its best, you know. It's like Buddy Rich, you tension them, you don't tune them, right? Yes, you tension them. Definitely some personal taste, but mainly there's cone sensors, right? Little foam cone. There's four of them. They're not doing the center cone thing because that makes a hot spot. So this is a 9-sensor drum. There's four on the head underneath it that are touching, just barely touching that head. So they're registering depth of your playing down from, you know, like the difference of this sample, like this. It needs to indent into those four sensors, right? And then there's four on the rim, then there's one on the side rim there. So so the heads matter big time. If you get, some people have like if you use chewed up sticks and you're hitting the drum like that, you're definitely going to go through mesh eventually because it's woven. Some people have done that in the early days and then took, like, you know, sound off heads, or, you know, like a quiet practice drum head, and put on it. How come this thing isn't working? It's like a single ply, you know, it's a whole different ball game. So there's tons and tons of nuance in the module towards this system specifically. We don't have presets for other brands, but you can use any brand that uses a TRS, a stereo quarter inch cable in. For the most part, you can use all those with these. A lot of people do mashups with Roland and ATV cymbals and different things when they've bought like a bass kit and then they want to expand it. Mm-hmm. Definitely, there's a touch factor, just like playing on acoustic cymbals. If you play your cymbals, if you're going at your crash like this, and not using the shoulder, you know, it's basically, I'm like, this is my entirety of playing on a cymbal. I'll never come at that, you know, from being a youngin' and going through tons of cymbals. I just know where this sound is. If I play these exactly how I play an acoustic kit, I've never gone through anything. And I've played stadiums and arenas and like all kinds of elements, and I've never gone through anything since I've been at the company in 4 years. So we have some players that are like there to test it, and they're like, hey, you know, this is supposed to last for however long. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, get a Stradivarius and, like, you know, start hitting that thing and see what happens. You know, it's a fine musical instrument, an expensive one. If I was still like grinding it out as a musician full time and I'd be asking a lot of questions with something like this, like, you know, about durability and warranty. I think that's like great questions. Let's see, as far as coming into it, you can go in with line in, you can use monitor in on it. They're not doing that here, but you could come off of this Avion system and go into monitor in, left, right, and then have all of your controls here, you know, feeding in on its own stereo channel in here that you can control, you know, the sound of your drums versus that. And it's totally independent from what's happening in the house as well, so. Any other questions anybody has? If you guys want to play them, it's 210. Yeah, pop in there and I'll take the, I brought the kick drum pedal off of that kit into here, but it's right, it's in the chapel over to the right, just over right by the parking lot, and we'll be there the whole time. So thank you so much.